frustrated Friday besides. Did they cut me off?
You know what? I didn't hear shit you just said right now. They damn sure did cut you off. They just muted the shit out of you.
Oh, wow. All right, well, I'm going to cut it, you know, nice and dry. Pretty much, it's going to be me, Kuba, L.E., Joy Money, NSD, when they call up. Now, we got an hour and 52 minutes with us. It's been a while since we've been on here. But now we're back holding it down. And tonight's episode happens to be Frustrated Friday. If anything frustrates you out there or you just want to talk about anything off your chest, this is the show to do it. Hit us up on 347-215-8388. And the chat rooms definitely will be on and popping in the next few minutes. Right now I'm going to play a little track, you know, just to get everybody, you know, open and awake and alive. A little bit of Can I Bust. A little bit of Can I Bust and Journalist. Keep it loud on the TV show. Hey, Kuba, how about you mute your mic if you're going to be talking?
It's a lot of cats running and rap right now, man.
Yo,
they are.
I be checking the sound.
Ooh, whoa, you started.
Listening to the cats talk about going over to Columbia, meeting the Connect, and bringing the keys back to Harlem, New York, and hitting people. Yo, they need to start keeping it a little real. They talking about they keeping it real. Well, let's really talk about what you know. And a lot of them cats talking about, you know, the cocaine and clapping and busting their guns and this and that. If you go back to the 70s, if you go back to the early 80s, 85, when the game was
popping,
when you had to really be rolling, a lot of these cats was 10 years old.
9 years old. You had a dried up boogers in your nose.
10 years old, exactly. Running up on dudes like me talking about, what's up? What's up, Shorty? Clean your nose. Here's a couple of dollars. Go to store for me. Know what I mean?
Yo, who is that? Who is that?
Yo, D to the J to the motherfucking K to the slave. Spit, spray, spit, blaze. D to the J to the motherfucking K to the slave. Spit, blaze, spit, spray. Yo, D to the J to the motherfucking K to the slave. Spit, spray, spit, blaze. Yo, D to the J to the motherfucking K to the slave. Spit, blaze, spit.
My power, the weight ratio, makes it capable for me to carry 100,000 pound post radios. Fucking with the Can I, it's like stepping on a live landmine behind enemy lines. Military paratroops and camouflage parachutes with flight suits and boots landing on your roof. Eliminate the target as the prime objective. I create psychic walls harder than cement is. Nobody enters, nobody exits. I wreck shit with methods, electric like the Pentagon's fences. MCs with the hypnitis disease are like crack fiends with the hepatitis B vaccine. DJ K Slay, the street team. Tell them to suck a dick, dip the vaginal cream. Cause you motherfuckers ain't worth the earth that you walk on. You ain't worth the paper plates prisoners eat pork on.
Hey yo, D to the J to the motherfucking K to the Slay. Yo. Hey yo, hey yo, D to the J to the motherfucking K to the sleigh. Yo, watch out how the journey is spray. Hey yo, y'all niggas better hear me out. If you think you wanna air me out, you got a deal, but you barely out. Slash under your bed and mouth, and polyurethane bags, how you carry doubt. Promise you that. I ain't tryna rhyme with you black, the way the label signing you cats with comical raps. I ain't spitting with no silly rhymers, you chilly rhymer. To be really honest, journey is Philly finest. And thinking you can bark this way, come from smoking all of that gauze. Watching RCA, I know you heard about the broads we slay. When it come to chicks, they hard to slay, cause you partially gay. 38 with the short nose, put four holes in torsos. You can sport those with wardrobes, kicking your poor flows. I'm ashamed of your group, aim for your coupe and try to sit your brain on your boot. Plus I hate a Marty Cone, that got a rotty tone after sipping too much vodka out of styrofoam. And I don't give a fuck if you stocky homes, cause in the casket everybody's a box of bones. If my dogs ain't watching homes or popping domes, that mean they probably home chopping stones. And that go for anybody with a bunch of comments till we fold y'all like wet blunts and omelets, motherfucker.
D to the J to the motherfucking K to the slave. Can I bust? Can I spray? D to the J to the motherfucking K to the slave. About to blaze the motherfucking mixtape. When you see the C, you know cannabis is coming through. And when you see me coming through, you know what I'ma do. I never said that battling me would be impossible. I just said it's highly motherfucking improbable. You talking to a nigga that can split molecules and subatomic particles. Strong enough to stop a bull. Body slam two oxygen.
rocks and drop a mule, urinating rocket fuel, freestyling over gospel tunes, rhymes by the thousands, rhymes for hours. I can kick a rhyme longer than all of your albums. The kickboxer beating the shit out niggas proper. I beat them till they holler, beat them till the cops come, beating niggas till they have seizures, beat them till they start screaming like fax machines when they start receiving, beat them till my own hands start bleeding, beat them till they lungs stop breathing and they heart stop beating, from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the evening, with 350 minute breaks in between them. Good Jesus, that's a real West Indian beating. That's what you get for fucking with this lyrical demon. My bloodstream's been contaminated for eons. I got cast out of heaven for treason, got cast out of the Garden of Eden for letting the reptilian beast in, got locked up for DUI speeding. A whole legion of half decent MCs to get released when they spit 100 bars for their freedom. See how much too nice to compete with, too nice to flow up a beach with, too nice to hold the MIC with, on some Caesar Hercules shit. I go flip and start to punch trees till they leafless, then inhale with two deep breaths, hold my breath until the whole planet suffocates and then release it. Release it.
Hey, what you thought about that, Kuba? Oh my lord. Fucking Mexicans, I swear. Kuba.
Yeah.
It took you so long to, you know, unmute.
Sorry,
your phone.
I'm on my phone, my mute. Oh man.
Yeah, what you thought about that rhyme?
It was actually pretty funny.
Yo, the beginning was funny because,
yeah, I know, that shit was hilarious.
Stuttering his ass off.
Yeah, he did. I thought you had that guy on the show again.
That's what I thought. He sounded just like him, man. That was actually DJ K Slay. Stuttering like that. Hey, if anybody's calling in now and, you know, they're on pause, give me, you know, 2 minutes. I have to wipe my ass and,
Oh, Lord.
Get on the switchboard. Yeah, I want to see Cassidy battle cannabis.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What am I telling you for? You don't know shit about freestyling.
No, I really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to certain battles and breakdancing and shit like that, but...
Oh, Lord.
You know, I've learned to listen to certain things, but I'm not really like...
Unfortunately, this isn't Save the Last Dance, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I've been to some battle dances. Oh, Lord. Battle dances. Like, I'll win every battle dance, all right?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not a spin on top of my head. I'm going to do all that. Got a big ass head.
You do all that?
Huh?
You do all that, you said?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Shit, yeah.
I want to see. Well, yeah, you do have a big ass head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So is your mother.
And you do have a skinny ass body, so yeah, I can see that now.
What are you looking at my body for, huh?
You got a skinny ass body.
I've been feeling like sick.
I looked at your body before, so what?
I feel nauseous.
You feel nauseous?
Yeah.
Maybe you're pregnant.
That's funny.
Man.
That's real funny. That's cute. What? You, is it that loud?
Yeah.
This is so unprofessional. I don't really care.
You pooping on the show. Why you always got to poop on the show?
I don't know. It's like a tradition, like, you know.
Let me ask you a question. You didn't do the show yesterday. Were you pooping at the same time yesterday?
Huh?
I said you didn't do the show yesterday. Were you pooping at the same time this time yesterday?
No. I think it's tradition. Like, before the show, you got to take a crap. Because I'm full of it.
Yeah, you definitely are.
Let's see if anybody... Oh, wow. You know what? I'm sick and tired of having to call people to tell them, hey, the show is on. Unmute me. Oh, unmute. Play the shit I gave you. I told this prick that I needed to download it again. And, oh, wow. Everybody's here. I'm the one that's
mm-hmm.
Got my shit backwards.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Joy Money.
You're nasty.
Why am I nasty?
You heard that toilet flush, right?
I fucking heard the toilet flush, but I ain't hear no water run.
I know.
Whoa, I ran the water, all right?
Yeah,
You didn't hear it because you were so busy hearing the flush.
What?
SD?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, Lord. This is why I said SD's an angry man. Little prick in the face. How y'all been?
Good.
Oh, hold on. Let me see here. Hold on. Let me call this prick first.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Lord.
Hello.
I'm loud, yo.
Hello, I'm playing with a dildo.
He's busy tonight. You have reached the...
Oh, Christopher Henderson in the face up. I'm about to get it. Yo, you old Chris Hansen in the face ass nigga. Yo, fucking call back, nigga. But I don't even call back. Call the show. Yeah, by the way, you have until, well, it doesn't really matter. You don't have until any time to call. But just to let you know that, it's me, Joy Money, and SD, and Kuba. And we're about to roast the shit out of you. I mean, hardcore roast. Like, you Bobby Brown in the face, big teeth in the face ass nigga. Like, hardcore nigga. Alright, enough of that prick. Let's see if the instrumentals are working. Like I said, I believe it's working. I don't know. So let me check to see if the instrumentals are actually working now. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Our background music is back. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not going dancing.
Look at this, look at this.
I'm not going dancing.
You know, this, yeah, nasty music phone. Oh, yeah, that's a fuck, man. Oh, by the way, tonight happens to be Frustrated Friday. I was a little frustrated trying to come up with a title for the show. I asked Joy Money. I mean, Joy Money, like, what the fuck is the show going to be about tonight?
Nothing.
I'm like, I don't know. But it's Frustrated Friday. Now, SD, oh, wait, no, I have to actually download it. I actually downloaded the songs. I just got to put them on this actual Blog Talk site. Oh, man, old Paul Bunyan in the face ass nigga. Someone told me today that I look like T.O.
You look like who?
Terrell Owens.
No, you don't.
They said, from a side view.
What? That's dumb.
Huh?
Next time I see you, I gotta stand on the side of you. But I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Mm-hmm. I just want to give a big shout out to Blog Talk Radio for fixing that problem. I gladly appreciate it. We all gladly appreciate it.
And I don't apologize.
I really don't apologize. They should have been fixed on the gate. But I appreciate it. Thank you. Ah, fuck. I just apologize. Damn. Oh, man.
Yes.
So, Joy, man, what's good?
What you said?
How was that snow treating you?
Fucking snowman. Whack. I ain't got no car no more, so it's extra whack.
Oh, yeah, SD. Look at this guy. Yo, SD.
Yeah, nigga.
Yo, Joy Money over here got in a little accident.
Yeah.
Because of the black ice.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And the thing about it, she was only doing, what, you said 20 miles?
Huh? Yeah, it was doing like 20 miles an hour.
20 miles an hour. And slowly, as her car was driving slowly into the rear of someone else's car. Totaled her car off of 20 miles an hour. So just imagine if you was doing more than 20.
Right? I'd have been dead.
Yeah.
Me and Danny Dan would have died.
Danny Dan like a dumbass. She's sitting in and lifts her knees as if her knees are going to stop her.
Oh my
from
God.
Flying out the window.
I think that's everybody's favorite part of the story.
Yeah, like, why did you lift your knees up?
Oh, she like got in a fetal position. I don't know. It was funny.
And you said she broke her ankle?
No, she didn't break her ankle. She twisted. Oh, I felt that all fucked up. She twisted her ankle.
Twisted her ankle.
Oh, no, her knee. My bad. She sprained her knee. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
I'm lying to the people. That's horrible.
You definitely are.
Yeah, my bad. Did you see that movie?
What movie?
What's the Step It Up 2 movie?
Look, you know, I don't want to see any dance movies.
No, but they killed it, yo.
They killed it.
Yeah, because I hate, I'm not into dancing movies. Like, when I see a dancing movie, I'll just fast forward all the talking parts.
You know who messed it up for me?
Who?
Nick Cannon.
He had a dancing movie?
Yeah, he did.
Drumline.
Yeah, Drumline.
Oh!
He messed it up for me, because I don't like Nick Cannon. I don't know what's the big fuss about it. Oh, Nick Cannon. I don't like
Nick Cannon. Yeah, he's corny.
And every time, oh yeah, you want to go see this movie, some dance? Nah, I'm good.
No, but the end.
If it's
like,
not a pole,
this was
involved.
If it's not a pole,
no poles, no half naked women. Then nah, mm-hmm. I don't want to see it.
No titties, no, I'm not interested.
Like, if it's not Showgirls, I don't want to see it.
That's funny.
Basic Instinct, no panties. I don't want to see it. SD's Mother. I don't want to see it.
Oh, my God, stop it.
I got to liven them up somehow.
Come on, go. It's a move.
Try to drop and spread it. I'll be fucking, that'll liven me up.
Uh-huh.
So tell her to drop and spread it. That'll liven me up.
Oh, my God.
She said, oh, my God.
Because y'all are so vulgar.
No way, man. It's a TV show, you know. Technical difficulty, you know.
I thought she said a TV show. I was about to say boo. No, it's not. Why you sound so mellow? Are you toasted over there?
Uh-oh.
Not at all. I'm just in, I'm in G-Mac mode right now.
Oh, okay.
Just a second. I'm trying to put you on a plate.
Oh shit! You almost made me choke on my iced tea.
Yeah, I know.
Nigga say, yeah, I know. Yeah, gotta tell me twice.
Mm-hmm. I already know what's going on right now.
Oh shit! Damn it!
Shut your mouth.
Go
shut your trap.
Go.
Shut your trap. Yeah, why? What's up with this motherfucking 6'4", man?
I don't know.
Nowhere to be found.
Nigga, I tried to get him to call the other day, but nigga, if you know how he just falls asleep anywhere.
Yeah.
He got bank syndrome.
That nigga.
Oh.
Does that nigga pass out anywhere, anytime? A drop of a hat, just be passed out.
Oh, you talking about E?
Huh?
You talking about E?
No, I said Banks. I said he got bank syndrome because you said he just...
Yeah, well, who you asking who got bank syndrome?
Huh?
Who you asking who has bank syndrome?
Who did he just say falls asleep anywhere?
I think he said 6'4".
Yeah, and I said that nigga must have bank syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
He's comatose.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. Cool's about to get herself her stupid ass banged on.
Mm-mm.
How you call the show and keep the show muted? This is a job, damn it. I mean, shit, we ain't getting paid, but this is a job. Shit, God forbid we do get paid. I don't want her on the team if she's gonna, you know, lollygag and pick oranges and shit.
Fuck you, pay me. I'm trying to get these niggas out of my house, bro.
Oh, whoa, she got niggas in her house. Your man ain't gonna like that. I'm gonna tell her.
I don't have a man no more.
Oh Lord, well, better than mine. I guess ain't nobody to tell.
Hmm?
There ain't nobody to tell. Well, in that case, send me an SD some spread pics.
No, okay. I'm good. You gotta pay me.
Huh?
You gotta pay me.
Oh yeah, how much?
I don't know.
How about this?
Couple, it depends what type of pictures you want.
You're Mexican, so how about I give you
I'm not fucking Mexican. You got it twisted.
How about I give you 10 G's a decade?
10 G's a decade?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright. Got some booty pictures, better toss up a couple thousand.
Oh, Lord. I told you, 10 stacks in 10 years.
Hell no.
No?
No.
Not good?
Nope.
Hey, Joy.
Yeah.
You're half Mexican.
I am not no fucking half Mexican. What is wrong
yeah,
with you?
You're
an
still
ass.
Stuck on
oh
his Mexican
God.
Girlfriend, that's why.
Hmm?
You're still stuck on your Mexican girlfriend. You know you still want that.
Nah, I mean, I don't want her. Like, I mean, she's
yes,
big.
Yes, you do. You
I mean,
you
look.
Want...
I have a big ass head. She has a big ass head. That's not. It's a matter of if I got her pregnant.
Can you imagine,
like,
can you imagine your babies? You have little alien babies. With
her, like, you know,
body.
Ass body, big ass head, like that.
Both of you got no asses.
Oh Lord, yeah.
Oh, that's bad. That's wrong.
That's when you put it in her ass and you give her one.
Word, you make her fat.
You make it fat. I never thought that shit was true until I started fucking her. I never thought that shit was true until I started fucking around with this chick. Like, she had, like, mediocre ass. Like, it was something there, but it really wasn't. Started going in on her shit. Started getting one.
What is a booty?
Word, straight up.
You was doo-doo fucking?
Yeah, booty like that.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I sense a little hypocriteness going on. Didn't you get on E for doing that?
For what, fucking a chick in the ass?
Yeah, you did.
You said that was disgusting.
Yeah, you said, oh, dog, no, that's homo. I'll never do that.
You said that's homo?
Yeah.
He didn't say that was homo, but he did say that. That was gross.
I like her. How is fucking a chick in the ass homo? Like, fucking a dude in the ass might sound a little homo.
Oh, whoa. I see people on a TV show like to avoid questions.
Hold on. First things first, you need to shut the fuck up. Second thing, Joy Money, what you got to say over there?
No, you said fucking a dude in the ass might sound homo. There's no might. About that. That's definitely homo.
Definitely homo.
There's no might. You don't have to think about that.
That nigga's about to make me open up on all three of y'all.
Listen, all I said was because you had said it before. You didn't like that. That shit was disgusting.
I mean, yeah, I don't like that, you know. But, you know, shit happens in this lifetime. Cause you can't control sometimes.
so
funny.
That was the same day that we were having the conversation with the beads and all that.
Nah,
right?
All that shit. You know.
That's too extra.
So you mean one day down the line you might not do that? Shit might happen again, you know?
I mean, shit definitely might happen again, but as far as the beads is concerned, I don't think that'll be in my arsenal.
Yeah, because, you know, like Cuba said, the other day, a week, he was talking about it, and you said, oh, no, dog, I would never do that. That's disgusting. This and that. And I think I agreed with you. And,
you think you agreed with me?
Matter of fact, I know I agree with you, because I said I did it once, and I would never do it again. Never do it again.
And to my knowledge, I could have sworn I told y'all I did that before.
Oh, you said you did it before? You said you'd never do it again.
All right, and I'm talking about the same chick from before, but you know, it's nothing now.
I don't know.
I see. I see. I'm gonna have to check. I'm gonna have to check the archive.
Yeah,
I think you
have
to check the show.
I'm definitely gonna have to check the archive.
Check the archives. I kick the truth every time.
Go back to the blackboards.
Word. I'm gonna have to check the blackboards.
Go right ahead. Check the archives. I ain't afraid of the archives. Never have. Never will be.
No doubt.
But I want to know who the fuck that was laughing over there.
I told you I had to.
I don't hear no more laughter.
Oh, it's probably Joy Money.
Yeah.
You know how Joy Money, her freaky ass.
I was laughing.
She knows to low ride. I'll get in you real quick.
Ooh.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny to you.
It was funny.
Mm-hmm. Don't stop. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do it. Don't do it. You want to stay on SD's good side.
No, it was funny.
You want
though.
To stay on the good
but
side.
But why did you do it? Did you do it with the intentions of making her ass fat, or did you just do it to
make it worked?
I did it because, one, it was something I never did before, you know. And, you know, got caught up in the moment.
Okay.
And shit happened. But, like I said, you want to stay on the good side of SD's bed.
I didn't do nothing. All I did was laugh because it was funny.
Oh, I thought you just wanted to be from the Bronx.
Huh?
I'm talking to her. She's from the Bronx. She's, you know, tough. She's tough tone.
Why you got to say, like, words with O's in it? Why you say it all extra, like?
You don't even need that extra activity right now.
Oh, what the Bronx?
Stop
that.
Saying it like that.
What we need is for Joy Money to stay on the good side of the bed. We need right now. But who's that talking to the Chinese food niggas?
That's somebody Spanish.
Yeah, those are my people.
It's Chinese.
It's such a nice night. They're trying to convince me to go out, and it's like not happening. I'm tired.
Oh, wow.
Why you got that romantic music on?
I thought that was in your house.
Yeah, I thought that was
no.
your house too.
I thought that,
no,
was,
that
playing
was
playing in your
house. Hell no. The only thing you hear inside some reggaeton. That's the only thing you hear inside.
Yeah, in the mood, right?
Yeah, for real, like.
In the taste right now.
So go ahead, go to Ibiza, go ahead.
Joy Money's about to drop.
I'm not going.
You said Joy Money's about to what?
You heard me.
Come on. I can't hear between the love-making music and the arguing.
Joy Money's about to climb in my bed, that's what.
Is that right?
That's what it really is.
Mm.
Man, I won't hurt you.
I know.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know.
Oh, wow. He said that, you know. Like, yeah, uh-huh. It ain't no thing.
Oh, nah, oh, believe me, it is.
Now, see, I didn't, she said that. I didn't say anything,
I know.
But
that's
I know.
That's the way it sounded like, the way you said it, like, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's trying to make me go in right now. Let me chillax. Go ahead.
He said, go ahead.
Go ahead,
because I'm about to fly off the other. I'm about to fly off the deep end of the pool right now. Trying to maintain.
Yo, JJ, what are you playing?
Some bullshit. I'm about to turn it off.
Told you, he's playing to get into SD's bed.
He's all quiet too. What the hell you doing? Where's your
hand? Hey, SD. If you matter of fact, Joy Money. If you woke up naked together with SD, what would be the three words you would say?
Oh boy, not this again.
That's it. Not this again.
No. Okay, from
funny.
The text message. I don't know. Come, I gotta think about that.
That was funny.
I already know SD's. Light it up. Either light it up or wear my pants.
Where's my pants? Oh,
top of boss.
What'd you say?
Top of boss. Ha. Trees out.
All right, now, this is a little different. Cuba.
Yeah.
If you woke up ass naked next to Joy Money, what would be the three words you would say?
What the fuck?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit.
Don't nobody ask, because that shit would never happen. Never happen. It would never happen.
Oh, man. I wasn't even thinking it till you
said. Yeah, I'm going to say, well, look, man. You know, that's what most people do. They ask, oh, well, what about you? No. Never happen. First of all, I don't drink unless there's a female in my presence.
So if you come home drunk one night and you're with your boys and you just went to
the club.
And you fucked up, you can't make it home and you're staying at your boy's house, right?
No, I sleep in my car.
Okay, no. What about the time that
Oh, Lord.
I know what I ain't even going to say it.
What about the time what?
No, I ain't even going to say it. I was going to say what about the time I was over there, but forget it.
Don't even need all that.
What was you over there?
Nah, let's just leave it at if you was fucked up with your boys and shit, you had to stay at your boy's house. And you was ripped and you just, you know, laid on his couch and all of a sudden, you know, had another
boy
lay on his couch.
What she say?
What? I said, what happens if you come home fucked up, right?
Yeah.
You can't drive home, so you stay at your boy's house.
But that's right? That's never happened. And that would never happen. And please don't believe her.
No, that sounded like she was trying to tell a story without telling a story. She's like, you know,
hey.
you had to sleep on your boy's couch. And then another guy just came and laid on the couch with you. Like, what?
Oh, nah, negative. That never happened. But if you want to spread rumors, we can always spread tasty rumors.
I'm not spreading rumors. I never said anything. I'm just saying what happens if you was out with your boys, you can't make it home. And you sleep at your boy's house.
But that would never happen.
That's a reasonable question. Like,
calling a cab.
Word. Like,
what if you so fucked up you can't
crib.
Call a cab? Like,
somebody,
what if you
somewhere I'll
fucked
get
up?
Someone, I'll get someone to call a cab.
I'll walk home.
So you're tell me.
If I live in the city, I'm walking
nigga
home.
Nigga said I'll walk home.
I'll take the A train.
All right, you're gonna tell me you've never slept at any of your boys' house, not even for an hour.
No.
I
slept over my boy's house for an hour, but I mean he's my cousin. What are you serious?
I never slept at a non-family member's.
Yeah, at a non-family member's not.
Never.
My cousin, yeah, I mean that's fam right there. So it's like, all right.
That's even the same bed too.
Nah, negative. I was on an uncomfortable one-seater.
I'm out there digging y'all ass because y'all niggas is trying to bring heat right now.
Yeah, they definitely trying to bring heat, man.
No, just ask questions.
But that was a reasonable question. Like, if you're so fucked up to the point where you can't walk straight. Yes, it is. She didn't say.
No, that was a reasonable question.
Yes, it was, because she didn't say, would you sleep in your homeboy's bed?
Nah. If your homeboy came and laid on the same couch.
Yeah, come
couch
on, God. All that shit ain't needed, God.
Right?
Like, come on. Oh, man, y'all probably didn't listen.
Hey, listen, I don't know, but, I mean, girls have done it.
I mean,
that's different,
that's
though.
That's girls. Not even that it's different, that's girls. Like, I could give a shit what the girls do. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So I'm just asking, you know, what you guys are doing.
I want them to, unless they climb in.
The question, you shouldn't get so defensive and uptight if it's not a problem.
Unless they both climbing into my bed, I don't care what them bitches are doing.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey.
Shut them. What, nigga, what?
What'd you say?
I said, long as them two bitches is climbing in my bed.
Word. Yeah.
Open your fucking ears up.
Nah, I thought you said some
come on,
off the wall.
I don't even know why you even think. Come on, guy. That nigga's wilding tonight. That nigga's wilding tonight. I don't know what's wrong with y'all.
Yo, Cooper has a big ass head, yo.
I don't know what's wrong.
Oh, please, you're one to talk.
Huh?
You're one to talk with the big old head.
This nigga,
your dome piece is like Arnold in the Haters.
All right, but I'm a dude. Like, you're a chick with a huge head.
I don't have a big head. I have a big forehead. Get that straight.
Oh, whoa. Yo, you got a big 8 head.
Got the Gina Martin.
Got the Gina Martin head. Word. Oh, Charlie Baltimore head.
Yo, what's with the Mexicans in the background?
I don't.
I hear mad salsa, music.
No.
You in a club or something?
Yeah.
Got them niggas
barbecuing.
Shut up.
He said, tell them niggas to shut up.
Yeah, I've been trying to get them at my house, him and the fucking girls.
So tell them niggas get the fuck out.
No, because I might go dancing later.
Hey, who's these homeless niggas in your picture? On your main photo.
Oh, those are my people.
Well, from your job?
Yeah.
Which one of these?
Fuck up in the back.
Which one of these African Jamaican bobsled niggas like you?
Oh, that's
the cool running ass niggas.
That's Lorenzo. He's my cool.
Which one?
Him and his wife are like hippie types. They're like
cool.
Really into that old cool Africa bambaataa
yeah.
Shit.
They're cool.
Cool runnings.
Ah.
Yeah,
spot
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly.
Spot this.
Yeah.
What are they doing out here? We got Jamaican bobsled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm friends with everybody.
We got people texting me and shit. What the fuck is going on out here?
The TD page is definitely popping.
Bitches are so stupid.
We got 10,000 friends.
Oh, wow.
We got 10,000 friends on the MySpace.
For what?
On the TD show.
Word. Damn. I don't even know when's the last time I went to that page.
Yeah.
I just know I had a lot of fucking guava talk in the back that I'm really not trying to hear right.
Look, you know it's the little fake laugh she just gave you?
I didn't even hear it.
Like, she said, like, nigga, that's my family.
No, it's actually not.
Go back to Africa.
See, it's actually not. And what
no,
part,
it's actually
what
not.
Part of the game actually gave you the impression that I'm on some African bombada.
That what?
I'm talking to this reject, loser, and asshole at the same time.
Damn.
All right, this nigga hit me over the double whammo. Hey, when's the last time you talked to your homegirl, Eileen?
Yeah, what's poppin' with that?
Eileen is chilling. Actually, I haven't heard from Eileen since the other one got into the accident, so I don't know.
So how you know she's chilling?
Because I spoke to her on MySpace, and I sent her a message, and she sent me a message back. That's about it. But I haven't spoken to her personally.
Yeah, what are they talking about? What Taco Bell they gonna go to? Shit. Fuck.
Oh my god.
I'm not going down to that one because that one don't have extra dice.
The funny part is that they got these bitches like half drunk.
What's popping with that?
And they're ready to get it in.
And they're minors.
Hold on. What did I just miss?
She said they got minors over the crib and they're about to get it in.
They got minors over. What do you mean?
No, there's no minors here.
You about to fight?
That's actually a negative.
So what did I just miss then?
They're just trying to romance some chicks in here. They're fucking half fucked up and they know they're going to take them home because they're fucking drunk.
How can you romance anybody with that loud ass voice?
Yeah, well.
Trying to sass.
You know what? Those are Dominicans for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Trying to stash.
So you're half Dominican?
No.
Ooh.
I thought you said those were your brothers.
I never said those are my brothers. Those are my niggas.
Shut them niggas the fuck up, though.
They're my fucking neighbors.
Man, you better tell them motherfuckers that you on the show doing your job and take their old.
Just tell them niggas to shut the fuck up. That's it. Ain't nothing else to it.
Yeah, tell them to
own it. I'm trying to sit here and eat all their food.
Oh, that's the catch. Okay, you. They, yeah, okay. So what they do is they feed you to use your crib.
Why don't you just make a couple of plates?
No, they're right downstairs. We're outside, actually. We're not even inside my crib. We're outside.
That niggas is out small.
Oh, so you can actually walk away.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, but then I miss out. Then I miss out on the food. Are you kidding me? They got some.
But see, you just got caught. You just got caught.
Tell one of them punk ass niggas to make you a plate.
Yeah, no. She just got caught in a lie. She said I've been trying to kick them out for the longest.
Well, they're right here.
What?
Listen, they're right here in this section. That's why.
Nah.
Barbecue here. I'll show you the picture later. The way my backyard is set up.
What do you like? You got like a patio or something? Because it sounds like an echo.
Yeah, it's a patio. Patio, what's patio? What's patio? Blow, leave you bleeding on your patio. Oh. Shut the fuck up. I swear. Shut the fuck up. Where's your money at? Why she ain't spending? Fucking no one. Legs up. Joy Money, you got strong legs?
What?
You got strong legs?
Yeah.
Good. You need a chick with some strong legs. Very important.
Well, I got a question for you, SD.
Strong legs. What the fuck?
What characteristics are different in girls you are having sex with versus girls you like?
you like the sweet innocent girls on the outside and the freaks in the bed.
I mean, listen, this is what I like, yo. This is what I like. I like a chick that, you know, she's a little rough around the edges. I can't have no perfect chick. Like, you know what I'm saying? I need a chick that has been through the struggle. Straight up, I'm keeping all the gangster. I mean, I need a chick that's been through the struggle. But you know what I'm saying? When it comes down time to really get it freaking and really get it rocking, you know what the fuck you doing. That's all I need. I just need a chick that knows what she's doing and know how to move. That's it. It's the only traits I look for in a chick. Now, when I'm just boning a chick, I can give a fuck if you're dumber than a door now.
Oh,
shit. Honestly, real talk, I could care if you're not dumber than the door now, because I really don't give a fuck at the end of the day. All I want to do is just put my hair in them out.
All right. Same question. Oh, go ahead.
Nah, go ahead.
Same question to you, Cuba, but only with a guy involved.
You know, I can't have no dumb nigga.
All right, so what are the characteristics? What characteristics are different in guys you are having sex with versus guys you like?
Well, that's the thing. I just don't have sex with everybody or anybody, so you gotta, like, be privileged and shit.
Oh, so in other words, in order to have sex, it has to be somebody you're feeling.
Hell yeah.
Privileged.
And everything. Like, you can't be no fucking bum juice nigga. Like, I got no job and shit like that.
You got platinum between your legs?
Huh?
You must got platinum between your legs.
No, it's just that why fucking give that nigga, like, you're giving him props. Like, yo, then somebody walks on the street, yeah, yo, he used to fuck that chick. That chick got a job. She holds her own fucking apartment down. That nigga's a bum.
Okay,
whoa.
Pause. Pause for a second. I'm about to shut you down.
Let's do it, please.
Motherfuckers can not hit it and still say that.
Basically.
They can, but it won't be true.
It don't matter if it's true or not.
And they look like assholes because eventually the truth always comes out. So
how the truth gonna come out?
It does matter.
But like this, if you say whether someone has sex with you or not, you're going to, if they did have sex with you, you're still gonna deny it. If you didn't have sex with them, you're still gonna deny it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but there's ways that you could be like, oh, prove it and shit like that.
So I'm not proving nothing. Look, I hit it.
Anything other than that is like Matlock. What are you fucking doing trying to investigate? Like, what is really popping out here?
Yeah, I would improve it if you hit it. Do I got a birthmark on my right butt cheek?
What
What, I'm supposed to have a pussy smell still on my fingers or something?
Well, no, but like you said, there's birthmarks, there's ways to tell.
What, I'm supposed to have
Yo, I had this one, look, put it this way, I'm going to be honest with you. There's this one chick that caught her man, and how did she catch her man? Because her man supposedly had a two-tone dick, okay? And the fucking chick knew that. She was like, yeah, well, poo, if you fuck my man, poo. She goes, yeah. She's like, he got a two-tone dick.
Well, you know what, that may be true, but there's women out there that, like, my boy, his girl, oh, man, and women, if it comes down to this, just leave a nigga. His girl, when he came home, would be like, they were going to the bathroom, she would tell him to drop his pants, and she would smell his dick.
Wow.
You better kiss my shit or suck it while you down there.
Ah, word.
Fuck out of here.
Just to see if she can smell any type of soap or any type of sex smells.
Type of soap? What you supposed to smell? Salt on my
shirt? Means he's probably done her dirty before. There's a reason why she's doing that.
But she might as well just leave it, nigga. I'd be damned if I gotta worry about, you know what I'm saying? Every time you walk out the door, you fucking somebody. Like, there's no point in being in a relationship with somebody like that.
Yeah,
taking
That's
all
true.
The time to do all that, you might as well put
something
in your mouth.
Fuck
that.
What the hell is that now?
Background music.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay.
We got a Spanish, you know, we got somebody Hispanic on. So we gotta, you know, show them love too, you know.
No, I'm with it. I just, at first, I didn't know what it was. I'm like, it sounded like techno music or something.
That's like the Puerto Rican anthem right there.
Word. The voy, voy, voy.
Yeah, I got a bunch of fucking Puerto Ricans and Dominicans as neighbors.
I love
they're
them,
cool people.
Fucking send them
oh, yeah.
My way.
They are. They're cool as hell. They're funny as shit.
Send them my way.
All right, now, for you, Joy Money. This is very, very different for you. What characteristics are different in guys you are having sex with or girls you are having sex with versus guys you like or girls you like? You know, since you're all around the way. You're around the way, girl. Like, you like them all.
Yeah, she likes
girls, guys, dogs, horses,
shut the
elephants.
Shut up.
Uh-huh.
Rabbit.
Like
yeah, that's
that
fucked up.
Like, he is a liar.
I know you like the niggas that will slap your ass. Oh, you do. That turns you on.
Oh, my God.
When a nigga just rough and manhandle you, I know that turns you on. You hear it. I could tell.
I hear it.
It's good, though.
It
lying,
is.
Lying, though? Like, I'm lying?
No, you're not lying.
Good.
Because when I hate boring sex, like if I come out the fucking room and I'm not limping,
not
I got a bruise, a bite mark
somewhere.
I'm not talking
about just during sex, though.
What? No. If we can't just be in the street, you just roughing me up, nigga. I'll fuck you up. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I ain't gonna embarrass you like that. I'm just talking about when niggas is in the house or something. Get out of line.
No, that's a negative. That is a negative.
That's a negative.
You are not my father.
SD,
like,
I'm not saying
SD looking for a woman to smack around.
I'm not
bitch. Did it ain't ready, bitch?
Hold
pop me in the mouth or something?
Hold on. I'm not talking about slap you around. I'm not talking about slap you and shit like that.
What, shake you up?
Yeah, just be putting
the fuck out of here. I'll be shaking you right back.
Be putting,
yeah,
just
you be shaking me up, I'll be giving you an uppercut.
I mean, you gotta. You just gotta. I don't know. Some chicks seem.
No, I'm not with that. Like, if we not fucking, there's no need for you to be like, unless we like play fighting or something. You don't need to be roughing me up in here for no fucking reason. Like, where you got some hands on me, nigga? We fucking. No.
Alright, so what if we play fighting? I just slap shit out of you.
Right. I'm gonna fuck you. Then we gonna be real fighting.
Oh,
we
gonna
be fighting.
Fight.
I'm gonna fuck you up. We gonna be real fighting. Like nigga, like,
really
I'm taking
niggas,
off the
air. Niggas nowadays, right? And when the chicks be wondering why niggas be fucking bitches up now, the chicks be thinking they can beat niggas nowadays.
Yeah.
No, but if you slap me and if we play fighting and you take it to the extreme and like punch me in the face, what am I supposed to do? Like,
I ain't gonna punch you.
You're supposed to take that.
I'm gonna just
take that. Yeah, right.
That's a love tap.
Right, and you're like, all right, then you take it right back.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
So when I kick you in your throat, I don't want to hear
nothing. Oh, whoa, whoa, you should have been told. Hey, no, no, that's not fair. They got to be body for body. I mean, I slap you, you slap me, you know what I mean?
No, it's a love kick.
Because you didn't ask, can I slap you? And she said, yeah, right?
Right, yeah, like if we play fight, you just hold up.
No, what the fuck we're going to ask? We're going to be like, oh, can
I slap you? All right, say we slap boxing.
No, that's different because you're slap boxing. You know what I'm saying? You might get slapped in the face once or twice.
Say I'm hitting it and I just throw a fucking pillow over your face.
What, it starts suffocating me? I'm with it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See?
All right, now say I put a pillowcase over your head, right? And I put a lock in a sock.
Wow.
No,
no
you're taking it.
If you
no.
can take a couple of soda cans, fold up in the pillowcase, no doubt.
Oh.
You whip out the lock, I'll whip out the soda cans, then we're good.
All right, no doubt.
I just put a fucking bar of soap in the sock and just start smacking it.
Y'all are taking it to some whole nother level. I can't fucking tell. What if I just put a lock in a sock? Who says that while y'all fucking? Oh.
Word. Hey, I mean, all types.
Sometimes it gotta be taken to another level. Yeah.
No, that is an extreme.
Because you get boring, you know what I mean?
No, you can knock my fucking teeth out of some shit. Now I'm, you know,
that's like saying, what if I pluck out each and every one of your fucking pubic hairs?
No, believe it or not, there are guys out there that like that.
Do it fast.
I bet. So if you do that, let me light your pubes on fire.
I don't got
it. So, I mean, for all of that, while we fucking, I might as well just give you $1.50. What? Like, y'all are taking it to some whole nother level. Oh, my good old Blake. Oh, yeah, nigga.
Have a chick,
bleeding, nigga.
Have a chick riding my shit and just have a bust a gun off or some shit. Right? some gangster shit.
Word.
Oh, shit. Bust a gun out the window.
I'm going to give Shorty my pistol. And we're just going to fuck. And I'm going to take a fucking picture of that shit. I'm going to record that shit.
Nah, man. I be busting a girl's ass, you know, in the back. And I wanted to take a straight up, a fresh china plate out the china cabinet and just smack it over my head.
Bust it over your head.
Word.
Bust that shit over your head, right?
Word.
Oh, my God. Y'all are retarded.
I mean, you got to up to ante nowadays.
I mean, yeah, you gotta keep it interesting, but y'all talking about
I like that shit. Yeah.
Take my gun and just wave that shit around. Right? Fuck with me.
No, the gunplay is okay, but the whole lock in a sock and
bash you in your fucking head.
Word.
Bash you in your fucking head.
No,
that's angry sex right there.
Take that.
What if I'm hitting it? What if I got you laid on your fucking back and your fucking shoulders and your fucking legs over my shoulders and I just grab you by your face and just fucking mush your face in the fucking pillow?
Nah, see, Jordan likes shit like that.
Don't act like you know me.
Sprint your whole face up, Mike. Give me that shit.
Or, you know, same position, but I spin in my hand and smack the shit out your face.
Yeah, straight
up.
I'm
with it.
You with it?
Spit it to right back.
Man, I don't know about all that.
Like that yeah.
Well, you know what? Joyman is the same that said that she would spit in someone's mouth.
Oh, we got a caller, Houston.
But that's a turn on to her, like a guy spitting in her mouth.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Like, why?
Keep your germs.
I don't know. I don't know. And it's like, I've only had it done, well, not once. I only had one person do it to me.
Well, I can't imagine that. Like,
I don't know.
Open your mouth. Let me spit in your mouth.
I had asked somebody to do it before, and he looked at, no, it wasn't like hawk spit with phlegm. And like, chunky yellow and brown phlegm. It wasn't like that. It was
like
regular.
Cool.
Yeah, it was just like you know, if you hold your mouth open, like the drool come out. It was like that kind
of
shit. No, that's not what he did. Like, he spit in my mouth. Like, I don't know. I like that.
Oh.
I don't know, I like it. Fuck y'all. I like
mouth.
It. Whatever.
Yeah, to each his own. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's the same thing as kissing because you're swapping spit.
I mean, it is.
Yeah, it is.
But
I mean, it's just,
it's just the fact.
I know it's like the thought,
spitting.
The thought of it. Like, ew, you want to spit in my mouth? I could see how, you know, people would be like, ew, that's nasty. But you're doing the same thing when you're talking.
I'm saying because that's just like, you know, that's just like, you know what I mean, with all that said and done, let me mix this hot dog and bread and ketchup and mustard and potato chips and soda all in one cup and drink it. It's all going down the same place.
No good.
Like, it's no good. Like, it's different, you know.
It's not different.
Like, you got to eat the hot dog separated with the potato chips with the soda. You can't just mix it all together and drink it. Like, that's what you was going to eat today. I mean,
no,
that's how it's going to look in your stomach anyway, so why not, you know, beat the punch?
I mean, I don't know. Look, I kissed one dude one time and
got mine.
He drooled and that shit came down my lip and I got so grossed out. I was like, I'm not even fucking kissing you no more. Like, you know what? Keep your fucking lips to yourself. That shit is so disgusting. And it was like he went to kiss me and like his baba, I fucking drool was just like bleh.
What's
I was
that?
Like,
oh, go ahead.
That shit was just gross.
Some people out there don't know how to kiss at all, like.
Oh, that's whack.
It's just disgusting because it's like you get juicy mouthed it. Like, you can't just keep your mouth open that long.
Mouthed?
Juicy mouthed it,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I was just making sure I heard you right.
Juicy mouthed it, like,
okay.
Just, oh, like that, you got that puffy syndrome with the spit in the corner of your lips and, oh.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's
SD, I already know the answer to this question, but if you can get away with cheating, would you? I guess that's his answer.
Okay.
Is he still here? SD. Okay. And what about you, Joy Money?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I don't believe, like, if you feel like you gotta cheat on your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you might as well just leave them.
Yeah, why waste your time, right?
Yeah.
Besides, it would be on my conscience, like.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Every time you with her, you're just gonna be like, damn, like, I can't believe I cheated on my baby. You know what I'm saying?
Word. And also, you start thinking, like, wait a minute.
Maybe.
Well, you went out to the club with who? What y'all do afterwards?
Mm-hmm. You're going to become paranoid.
Yeah, like, damn, I did this.
Yeah, so maybe she's doing
maybe
it. Like, that's yeah, I'm there, you're like, fuck, if I could get away with it that easy.
Maybe she's getting away with that easy.
Yep.
And brothers in these long-distance relationships,
That shit ain't working.
You're in a different area code.
Yeah, that shit ain't working.
It's not considered cheating if it's in another area code.
No, that's not true.
Listen, all the time I'm coming out, man, let me shut up. Man, I'm going to get myself in trouble right now.
Ah, he got somebody listening.
I'm in enough trouble as it is.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what happened, though? You can unwind, man. You can open up to a TV.
I mean, I know I can. Like, you know, sometimes I open up too much and it gets me in trouble.
Oh, man. Is someone, your shorty, listening to the show?
I don't know what the fuck she's doing, like, you know what I'm saying? I have no idea, and, you know, I can't concern myself with that right now.
Yeah, I feel you, man.
Because if I start concerning myself with that chick, oh, man, the world is over.
Yeah. Nah, but I don't care if you're in China, you know, in another country. If you cheat on somebody, that's considered cheating. Like, I know this one girl said that she was in the army. And she was married to a man, went to Hawaii, stationed out in Hawaii, and saw someone else that she wanted to have sex with. Called a man back home, said, I'm thinking about having sex with this guy. Like, out of nowhere. So he laughs it like it's a joke. She ends up having sex with the guy. They get divorced. Like, it's just amazing. Like, and it's only sex. I mean, I still, to this day, I don't understand why us guys go through girl to girl to girl. Like, then, you know, I'm rapping, I already know the answer to that, because every girl's pussy is different. But
is it really?
I mean,
yeah, is it?
It, I guess it's the reaction from certain girls. Like me, I love Spanish women because, number one, they stay wet. Like, they're always wet. We can be, we can just be, something stupid. We could be playing Scrabble. Like, yo, babe, you what? Yeah, I'm dripping. Like, just over the dumbest shit. You know what I mean? Simplest shit. So they're always wet. They're freaks. And I like their pube hair, like, you know, when they got the little pube or whatever. Even if they're kind of bald, like, just the, you know, majority of Spanish women have it black. And the language that they speak when they speak in tongues. So it's, like, different, like, just like Jamaicans. Jamaicans might be a little wilder, a little more controlling, you know, and they speak patois. Asian, I heard they're freaky, like, as a motherfucker. Like, you'll be done, and they still go. They're like Energizer bunnies. Like, they keep going and going and going. So it's like different races, I guess, is different, you know. Sorry, white people, but I heard white girls are real slutty.
So
I heard they're, like, real slourished. You know? Like, they get it popping. Like, they're, because right now, they're losing the black man to the Spanish woman. They've been losing them for a minute. You know, black girls don't like that shit. You know, that's why they hate on Spanish and white. You know? But,
Now, why is that? Like, what you just said.
But I love black women. I love them. But it's just that I'm more into the tropical Spanish women. I mean, that's just how I am. I don't know. I can never. Oh, well, I guess because, you know, it's different. Like, you know, I don't know.
Everybody has a preference. Well, most people have a preference.
Yeah, know. Like Joy Money, she likes white boys. Like Eminem.
I do
James,
not like no fucking white boys.
What's your preference?
I fucking hate you. Oh my God.
She likes black ass Haitians.
I like people that don't act like JJ. Shit. No, I like, I don't know. I'm addicted to light skin dudes.
Oh, Lord.
I like them tall and light. I don't know if I like them. I like them tall and light skin.
Tall and light skin?
Though, every now and again, there comes a brown skin or like chocolate ass nigga that just be sexy and a motherfucker. Like, goddamn. But 9 times out of 10, like, I'm chasing a light skin dude.
A light skin? Them niggas ain't in.
They ain't gotta be in. It doesn't matter. I like light skin niggas.
They had their year back in the '80s.
Whatever. I like light skin dudes. That's just my preference. Like, I mean, it's not. It's, I don't discriminate because I've had. You know what I'm saying? I've dated brown skin and dark skin dudes, but I just prefer a light. Like, if I'm out in the street or whatever, and I see a good looking dark skin dude and a good looking light skin dude, I'ma go for the light skin nigga.
Oh.
Like, that's just my
yeah,
preference.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the way I like it. Just, like, you prefer, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have a thing for Spanish women, Latinas. Like, I like light-skinned dudes.
Yeah, I feel you. What about you, Cuba?
I like my Puerto Ricans.
That's all you like is Puerto Ricans?
No, I don't have a preference per se like that. It all really depends on the personality, who I get along with, but...
Come on.
Say to it.
Yeah, I want to say, come on. What are you serious?
So you never, but I've only been with Spanish dudes, so.
So you never been with
I'm
a brother?
Gonna,
never been
no,
with
but
a brother?
They're definitely on my list.
Yeah, it's time to get a brother out there.
Yeah.
That's definitely, no, honestly, that's definitely on my list.
It's time to get a brother in me. You never fucked a black dude?
That's my next target.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, so you better get some watermelon in your system.
Oh, my God.
You're trying to get some grape soda.
Some grape soda and some Tahitian treat. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, brothers will make you happy.
I'm about to find out.
You be helping me out. I know you're Spanish.
Hey, yo, dog. She just threw a bone at you, dog.
Two birds with one stone.
She said she's about to find out, SD.
I mean, listen. nigga's stupid.
Yeah, speechless.
This nigga's stupid. Nah, because he's fucking stupid, that's all right. Listen here, man. I told you, I'm still looking for my Spanish mommy. I ain't found one yet. I need some of that Goyo painting and Rose Campoio up in
here. Goyo.
Goyo. Some wasa.
Some cuero. You want some cuero. That's what you want.
I don't know what chocha, whatever they call it in Spanish.
Nigga said chocha.
Straight out some bunions.
Oh, shit.
God, I'm trying to see what that really be like. Trying to see what that be like. Join Money Friday. So,
yeah,
you
maybe
know.
You should take a trip over to Florida.
I mean, I'm planning. I actually plan on doing that too. That was in the plans for April, but don't know yet. Fucking our cousin was in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, like he don't want to pick up the phone now. So I don't know.
Fort Lauderdale's popping. I like Fort Lauderdale.
I kind of figured it was.
Yeah, it's probably have a nice couple of strips over there that's like always popping. They got these little lounges and little tiki bars, and it's like outside and shit. You feel a nice little breeze while you're getting fucked up.
I'm just trying to go to a luau or something. It's really hoodie.
Oh, they got, let me tell you, they got bonfires out here that, oh, man, that's just popping. There's nothing but half-naked women everywhere, and all the Jamaican women,
Cuba's one
they
of
come
them.
Out. All the Jamaican women, they come in these little mesh outfits, and they wear nothing under. Like, they take off their tops, and they wear just a little bikini top.
Hey,
and
I'm
the bottoms, that's it.
I'm
that's all they put on.
I'm trying to get it popping under this sycamore tree. What's really?
Yeah, you'll definitely. What? That shit is definitely popping. That shit is on fire.
Oh, shit.
I tell you, it was on fire. My crotch. I need to start wearing condoms.
Okay.
Ew. That's gross.
Yeah, I was playing. We're going to spice it up tonight. You know, normally we play hip hop, but, you know, since we're talking so much about Spanish, you know, Cuba Spanish.
Come on.
You know, Joy Money is half Spanish.
Come on.
You know, SD likes
play
Spanish
this,
women.
Oh,
I'm in love with Spanish
play
women.
Play this bullshit-ass merengue, man.
Don Omar, Calle Noche.
Oh, Lord.
Keep it live in the TV show.
I don't want to.
Frustrated Friday.
Yeah.
Come on. By the end of the song, you're going to know exactly what they said in the English.
Out of here. This beat for every song.
So the same beat for every song, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. I ain't gonna play the whole thing, man.
Please
don't. No, I know, Jack. Not on my keep it locked.
Dímelo, que lo que hay, my dude no padre. Tengo guagua, Ecuadoria, panameña.
Ain't that like some Spanish music?
Was you playing two songs at one time?
Yo, look, see, Block Talk Radio, man. See, I get used to one thing, and then the other thing happens. Before, when you push play, and then say you say, you know, it's in the middle of the song, and I push play on something else, it'll end that and automatically play the other song.
Oh, okay.
But now, I guess since the switchboard is switched, which I have no problems with it. That's what's up. You know, I'd rather it be fixed so I can actually, you know, listen to the instrumentals. But now, since it's fixed, it's going to play over the song that's actually playing.
We two for two.
It works.
That's true.
I'm telling you. I guess the motherfuckers respect it.
Yeah.
Guess motherfuckers respect it. It's all right, though. As long as we get progress, right, I'm happy. As long as when we start airing.
Can't front, because SD did say it, man. I'm like, I'm believing it, but I'm like, nah. I don't think he's going to, you know, make it happen because of that.
Hey.
But, hey.
Seems to be that way.
Maybe you just realize that our show is the shit, and all we need is the right, you know, promotions, and we're good.
I'm telling you, man. Well, that shit's crazy that the fucking the limbs niggas gotta go just to get shit done.
I want to see Cannabis and Cassidy battle.
Nah, that'd be a waste of fucking time.
Yeah? What do you think is better?
What do I think is better? If
fucking Cassidy, nigga.
Nah, I don't know about that.
I like cannabis. Cannabis, you know, with that fucking bullshit ass. Expeditiously, infinitely, all that bullshit. I don't want to hear that shit. That shit is whack.
You're talking about the aliens and the super
stars
and shit.
A whole bunch of dumb shit. The sun and the moon and the stars and shit like that.
Oh, Sailor Moon and the face ass nigga.
I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon. Wow.
Yo, Hillary Duff in the face ass.
Somebody obviously has watched Sailor Moon.
Huh?
Obviously watched that show before.
Oh, man?
Yeah.
And you right? So what?
You fucking Captain Caveman in the face ass nigga. I know.
It's 1:22 in the AM.
That word, sure is. Don't be mad at me.
Hey, Joy.
Yo.
Shut up. You got a cute laugh there.
That was funny. You're a jerk, you know that?
Hey, I'm going to give you guys the definition of being fucked. Definition of being fucked. You have a car. Oh no, fuck it. You have a truck. You have a house. You have a wife.
Oh Lord, it's that bullshit you said.
And you have a girlfriend, and they're all 1 month late.
Especially the chick.
Word.
Especially the chick.
Both of the chicks, the girlfriend
and
the
wife.
And
the wife.
Both a month late. No doubt. It's time to get rid of some things. Preferably the girl.
It's time to, you know, start wrestling near the steps.
Preferably the girl.
It's time to start wrestling near the steps.
Yeah.
Straight up.
So that we, I mean, hey, I'll tell you, I'll take a fall with you down the steps. Oh, damn, we was playing too rough. Yeah, I mean, ladies and gentlemen out there, gentlemen, you guys are bad, but guys are assholes. Fuck it. Any man ever, if you're pregnant and he says, and all of a sudden he likes having sex on the steps, there's a reason to that.
That nigga saw to get you got.
Mm-hmm.
Mom. It says sex on the steps. Mm.
Well, let's have sex on the steps. Come on.
Word.
Or, you know, he's hitting it from the back real hard, but as he's doing it, he's shoving the middle of your back into the bed.
Oh, my God.
He's trying to get rid of something.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? You want to know why he wants to play volleyball all of a sudden?
Straight up.
He wants to play dodgeball, and you're always in the middle? He wants to play handball, suey, or tennis. He's up to something. He's trying to get rid of something.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, I got these. You know, let me call him. See, my white boy, I don't think he's going to be up. He told me this, to go on YouTube and search for, Mike Tyson. I think it's Mike Tyson, oh man, what was it? Outtakes or something like that?
Show him beating on a bitch or something?
Huh?
Oh my God, I hope not.
Just show him nigga beating on a chick?
Nah.
It's just crazy. And yes, I just called you a bitch.
Ooh. Who's he talking to?
Nah, I'm not talking to none of the females that's on the phone. Yes, I just called you a bitch. It's alright though, you're my bitch.
Aww.
And be happy. And be happy. And be happy. Shut the fuck up.
Alright, between the two, Kuba and Joy Money. What's the worst thing a guy can call you for you to flip?
Wait, hold on.
Yo, I'm glad you brought that shit up. Something I gotta address here. My chick is like, you can call me anything in the world except for a bitch. I'm like, yo. I'm like, are you serious? She's like, yes, I'm very serious. So I'm like, alright, so if I'm hitting that ass from behind, I just happen to say, just call you a bitch. She's like, I'm stopping. I'm like, what? So I can call you filthy, disgusting, dirty, fucking slut and all that. And you won't get mad, but if I call you a bitch, you'll stop. Yeah. I'm like, oh my fucking
God.
I'm like, you're whack, ma. Like, you're really whack, ma. And that's not really what it is. But you're still my bitch, though. Alright, man, that shit got me upset. I was a little peeved at the moment. Like, what? I can't call you bitch. Oh, that's so whack. It's the only time I get to get back at y'all bitches is when we having sex. So what the fuck?
Word.
I can go retarded in an ape on that pussy. And y'all ain't gonna say nothing. That's what it is. You're not gonna say nothing. I'm gonna fucking grab you by your throat and all that shit. Try to choke the fucking life out of you. Well, you won't know it,
choke
though.
Choke the life out of you.
You won't know it, though. They won't know it, though. They'll just think I'm just really, you know, giving them the business. They don't know I'm getting back at you right now from all the arguments and bullshit you put me through for the week. Hey, I just need my brain.
No, but you gotta admit, the best time to have sex is after an argument.
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It definitely is. Oh, shit! That shit hit this nigga in his head. I know he's fucked up. I've never seen that shit happen before. A nigga got hit in his head with a fucking golf ball. And them shits are not... Them shits look like they hurt.
Oh, man, this shit is fucking up, man.
Leave me alone. Stop texting me.
If she's texting you, I don't think she can hear you. Just to let you know.
Motherfucker might be listening to the show. Dick.
Oh, she's listening to the show?
Supposedly. I don't know. I don't care neither. Yeah, I really don't.
Damn, man, my fucking shit is all fucked up, man.
What happened?
So every time I play YouTube, for some reason, it never works.
Oh, boy.
Ow.
What happened? I heard you. What happened?
Huh?
Huh?
I just banged my hand on the table.
You watch your hands doing above the table.
I banged my hand on the table.
You already know where I was going. I'm not even going to go there, though.
I think SD must have sex with you.
Wow. Okay.
I think she knows that.
Come on.
I think she possibly knows that. I mean, shut up. I'm going to get myself in bad trouble today.
Yeah. Hey, if anybody's listening and you're SD's woman.
Don't catch feelings.
Don't catch feelings. No, this is only radio.
No, straight up.
No.
I'm trying to make it happen, though.
Hell, wow. Never mind.
Nah, I'm fucking with you, but I don't know. Listen.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Hopefully motherfuckers don't catch on to that one. But thank you, Q Kuba. I'm glad you did that for me.
Yeah. Yes, I win again.
What game are you playing?
What? What?
Oh, Lord. What game are you playing?
She's playing Common, the SD bad man. Told you.
I'm playing Literati.
What?
It's Scrabble, but on Yahoo it's Literati. It's like a little, just a little bit different than Scrabble.
Sounds so wing.
Shut up. I like word games.
Oh, yeah? I got a word game for you.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. Got a word game for you.
How you play?
How you play it?
Mm-hmm.
It mostly involves science.
Tell you, what's so funny. You ever notice when people start taking pictures and they're drunk, for some reason people start like leaning. Like right now I'm looking at this one picture and it's like after a couple of drinks, one of my friends has his fucking pinky up. Like, what the fuck? You ain't drinking tea and you ain't from England, motherfucker. What the hell is your pinky?
You ain't white neither, nigga.
Yeah. And then like everybody's all fucking leaning in, like, what the fuck are we leaning in for? Like, for real. Just like, what the hell are we leaning
drunk
in
ass
for? Drunk ass motherfuckers, bro. Mm-hmm. And people are squatting. Why are we squatting? Why are we just can't fucking stand up straight and take a picture?
That's
oh,
funny.
Man. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh boy.
Come on, MySpace. Stop getting on my nerves.
Word.
That's just so funny.
This is Joy Money's. Hey, Joy Money, you called from your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Joy Money's ringtone. Call my cell phone now.
No. It's probably something retarded. I'm going to have to smack you upside your head next time I see you.
You don't have to smack me. Go on. Call her real quick. This is Joy Money's ringtone.
What the fuck is that?
I hate to. Oh my god.
What the fuck is that?
Why does that have to be my ringtone? That should be Danny Dan's ringtone.
Oh yeah, it should.
What the fuck is that?
MySpace freak.
Cause I'm not no MySpace freak. Well, she's not a MySpace freak either.
Yeah, both are. Fuck that.
No. I'm not a MySpace freak.
You are. It's all right. It's all right. We've all been through it. We all went through that.
I could have sworn I told this sick-ass chick to go to bed, and she's on freaking MySpace.
I see. Mm-hmm. Told you. Told you. She's trying to get it in.
She is not trying to get it in.
Oh.
She's not? Who is she? Who is she, a fucking dyke?
No.
She's one of them.
So why she ain't trying to get it in? What's the problem?
No, she got a man. She ain't trying to get in.
Oh, what the fuck is that supposed to
mean? What you mean, so? That means she has a man, and she's a respectable lady.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means she's not a hoe. Any bitch that's
that,
a
that makes
man
you a
hoe.
That,
a hoe.
Why is that? Why does that make you a hoe?
Because what you not supposed to give her your pussy
chicken and your man.
Nigga. That makes you a hoe. Use a hoe.
No, that doesn't make you a hoe. What makes a hoe? What?
Oh, man. You know, this since she knows so much, I want you to break down. I want you to, you know, to clarify these four names, these titles. I want you to tell me differently what they mean. Okay, so what's a hoe?
A hoe? Hoe is a bitch.
I know, she's a smart ass, so go on, Joy Money. What does a hoe consist of?
Huh?
What's a hoe consist of?
What you mean, what does a hoe consist of? Why I gotta be a smartass? All I said was, if you got a man and you fucking a next nigga, you's a fucking hoe.
All right. Hold on, I see.
I don't miss you.
So that's a hoe, right?
I think so, yes.
Okay, now what's a whore?
Straight up.
I hate crickets.
Exactly.
I hate crickets.
It's the same difference. I didn't say I knew the definition of all of these words, but if you stepping out on your nigga and you giving the pussy away to the next nigga, what does that make you?
Well, we don't know.
Charitable?
That don't make you no whore.
That makes you no whore.
So what does it make you?
It makes you a scumbag.
That's all.
A douchebag.
Oh, my God.
You're not a whore, none of that. These words all definitely have meanings to them.
Yeah, they definitely do.
I think it makes you a hoe.
it's different. What it's like, it's definitely difference between a hoe and a whore and a slut and a slaw.
So go ahead, define them.
Define them? Wow.
Yes, define all of them.
I could be here all night. Shit.
Well, define hoe, whore, and slut.
Slut? Slut is a disgusting, dirty, nasty bitch. that gives it up. That's a slut to me.
Okay, what's a whore?
Hoe is just a bitch that... A whore? Ooh. A whore is just a fucking... A bitch that just... That just gets it in. Anywhere, any place, any time, anywhere. Like right now, is Max knowing a girl? I can call a whore up and go fuck the snow.
She'll lay right on the ground, dog.
And what's a hoe?
A hoe is a bitch that gets around the neighborhood. Everybody know.
So what's the difference between a slut and a hoe?
A slut and a hoe? A slut and a hoe?
Yeah, you just said the hoe gets around the neighborhood and the slut is a dirty,
disgusting,
nasty bitch. That's the same. It's the same difference.
Dirty, disgusting, and nasty. When you
if you get around the neighborhood, that makes you dirty, disgusting, and nasty.
It's different. You know, you can look dirty, disgusting, and nasty, and you can also be dirty, disgusting, and nasty.
So if your girl come home and be like, "Yo, baby, I'm cheating on you," you gotta ask her like in what form so you know what word to call her.
Straight up. Straight up.
Like, did you do it in the snow? Because if you did, then you a whore. But if you did it, like, in an abandoned building with some dirty crackers, then you a slut. Like, I don't understand. It's like, it's all
yeah,
the
you're
same
a slut,
thing.
Definitely. That definitely makes you a slut. If you're fucking in an abandoned building, that's exactly
the bitchy ass elevator.
Now you know what I'm going with, I mean by slut. Now you know where I'm going with it. See? You understand.
It's all the same thing to me. I think it's all the same thing. If you are committed to somebody and you spreading your legs for the next nigga, you're a fucking dirty slut whore.
Hoe. That don't make you no hoe. I think
so what does it make you? It just makes you...
It don't make you a hoe.
Why not?
Because you ain't giving it up to every motherfucker you know. That's
you
be
still giving it up to other than what you mean.
Other than
dirty. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Scumbag.
So that doesn't make her a hoe, a whore, or a slut.
Nah, I don't make no hoe, no whore, no slut.
I can't believe it because that'd be the first thing that come out your mouth when y'all find out that a girl, and she might not necessarily even be your girlfriend, but it might be somebody you fucking with. Let you find out she giving,
oh, see,
she giving it up to the next
guy.
That'd be the first. Y'all like, you a hoe. You a whore.
I would never say that.
Okay, so if it's your girl, you just going to be like, ew, you're a scumbag.
Nah, I'm like, yo. Well, I mean, I hope it was good because I'm done with you. Like,
yeah, straight up. It ain't going to make you a slow in my eyes.
Like, was it good? I mean, because I'm done.
Especially if I'm not fucking with you, I could give a damn. I could care less.
Like, oh, yeah, if I ain't messing with you, I'm like, oh, I
know that already.
Well,
me, I could care less.
I mean,
give a shit.
I'm happy for you. I mean, yeah. I was only using you for the same thing, anyways. So,
pretty much.
I mean, hey.
All right, so if your girl comes home and says, baby, I cheated on you 3 times with 3 different people, what is she?
I'll be like, she's nothing to me. You're nothing.
No,
like,
but wait, what is she, a slut? Is she a whore? Is she a hoe?
No, she's nothing to me. Like, leave. I mean, she's gone. Like,
she's a bird. She's a bird.
Yeah, she's a bird. That's exactly what she is. A bird.
So if she told you, okay, I slept with three different people, and they were all in between each and every time I slept with you.
Oh, you're nasty.
Oh, yeah, you're disgusting.
So when do you use the word? You have to, like, has to be
exactly
an extreme situation.
All right, listen, now, all right, now, if my chick is giving it up to 3 different niggas, yes, that is a slut.
But why is that not a hoe?
Why is it not a hoe?
Yes.
Hey, oh, Lord.
Because I don't, okay, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but y'all not making no type of sense at all.
Maybe it is just you.
No.
Because yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
Now I know it is you. There's no confusion now. Now I know it is you.
It's not me, because if she's fucking 3 niggas, why does that not make her a hoe? Why does that make her a slut and not a hoe? If you just said, what did you say a hoe was? Define it again.
Come on, see, you getting lost in the conversation.
Yeah, she's doing too much.
Yeah, you're doing too much. You're trying too hard, and we don't need you trying that hard right now.
Oh my God, y'all just can't back up what you're saying. That's what
listen,
it is.
I can always back up what I'm saying.
You can't back, because that doesn't make any sense. If a girl is a slut, then she's a hoe. It's the same difference.
use a slut, use a hoe, use a bird, whatever the fucking words is out there.
That's what it is. It's not a difference in the words. If a bitch come home and say, yeah, I just sucked off your brother, she's a slut and a hoe. Like, it's the same. You can use either word. She's a slutty hoe.
You say so. You say so.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, no, it ain't. Fuck all that. You're missing the big picture here. You're missing the big picture.
Damn, I'm looking for this Mike Tyson shit.
Damn, that's like the biggest shit.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Draymond, man, we didn't ask you that.
I don't believe you.
Mike Tyson freaks out in interview.
That's what you was looking for?
Yeah.
Starts punching niggas in their fucking mug.
Well, that's not what I was really looking for. I heard that there was one where he was talking to some chick.
Beating on his
dick. And like... You're talking about, yeah, I eat your kids and spin them out and this and that. I'm like, whoa.
Isn't that
bro.
Old?
That's that Lennox Lewis shit, nigga.
That's old.
Yeah, but it's just funny, like the crazy shit this nigga says.
I'll eat your kids. My defense is impeccable. Oh, my God. I knew this call was inevitable.
I'm pretty sure this is old news, but Remy Ma is no longer in TS.
Fuck that bitch.
She couldn't keep her mouth shut.
Oh! What the hell?
Ah, here we go. Alright. There you go.
Mike, Francois Bolta, 6-1 underdog. Are there any concerns on your part?
I don't know anything about that. I don't know nothing about numbers. I just know what I can do. How about kill this motherfucker?
Okay. How about the 19 months off?
What about it?
Does it pose any problem to you?
We'll see. I doubt it, seriously.
You take into the ring a lot of rage. Does that work for you or does it work against you at times?
You know, who cares? We're in a fight anyway. What does it matter?
Well, for example, rage against Evander Holyfield worked against you.
Well, f*** it. It's a fight. So whatever happens, happens.
Mike, why do you have to talk like that?
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you. If you have a problem, turn off your station.
You know what? I think we'll end the discussion right now.
Then we could.
You got it. Have a nice fight, Mike.
F*** off.
That nigga's nuts.
Yo, this guy's an idiot. They got the Mike Tyson interview part 2, never seen before. Well, never before seen. Oh, man. This guy's a dumbass. Oh, come on, man. Mike Tyson, Dublin, Ireland, March 2006. Okay, we can't understand what he's saying when he's not on the mic, let alone when he is on the mic. Retarded as fuck. Oh, man.
Oh, God, she looks horrible. Ooh.
Oh, man. Where the hell is it? Hips lie. Mike Tyson as referee. Funny Mike Tyson quotes. Alright, I think this is it. I think this is oh, man. Yeah, now my boy said he was saying, like, stupid shit. Like, why would you even say this? Like, shit like that. Like, why? Yo, SD.
I think he's on the other line.
His mother's a man anyway.
Mm-mm-mm.
Old Bobby Boucher in the face ass nigga. Take a shower. No, that was wrong with me.
Keep more than another. But just who I am. I sacrificed so much of my life. Can I at least get laid? You know what I mean? I've been robbed of most of my money. Can I at least get a blowjob? If I wish one of your guys had children, if I could kick them in their fucking head or stomp on their testicles so you could feel my pain, because that's the pain I have, waking up every day.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Steve. Mike, was that your shortest fight ever? I bear witness there's only one God, and Muhammad's blessings and peace be upon him is his prophet. I dedicate this fight to my brother, Darrell Baum, who died. I'll be there to see you. I love you with all my heart. All praise be to my children. I love you. Oh, God, man. What?
Is this your shortest fight ever? In any time, amateur, professional, ever?
Assalamu alaikum, Maida. I don't know, man. Yeah, Lennox Lewis. Lennox, I'm coming for you.
Mike, is it frustrating to train like you did and then have this in 7 or 8 seconds?
For this fight. I only trained probably 2 weeks or 3 weeks for this fight. I had to bury my best friend, and I dedicated this fight. I wasn't going to fight. I dedicated this fight to him. I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Are you saying now, Mike, the bike?
I think Mr. Sapp is awesome. He has awesome physical power. But as I said before, if we fight in the Hall of the Queensbury, I'd love to fight him. Tonight.
You heard the challenge from Mike Tyson. What do you have to say?
Hey, this one here. Hey. Let me call you. Get down to my... You mess with me, I'll put your shoes down.
Fight anyway. What does it matter?
Well, for example, rage against Evander Holyfield worked against you.
Well, it's a fight, so whatever happens, happens.
Mike, why do you have to talk like that?
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you. If you have a problem, turn off your station.
You know what? I think we'll end the discussion right now.
So we could.
You got it. Have a nice fight, Mike.
Fuck off.
I won't talk nice to you and talk about fornicating with you and letting you suck my dick, because if I was eloquent with you, you would still look at me as a scumbag.
I'm a big, strong nigga that knocks out people and rapes people and rips off people.
It was like I'm all free-for-all. Somebody was biting my leg. I'm like pushing the head, realizing, you know, Tyson's biting my leg, biting my leg. I hate getting bit.
You're not man enough. I'll eat your ass on a lot, bitch. Oh, anybody in here can't fuck with this man, buddy. This is the ultimate, man. Fuck you, you hoe. Come and say in my face, I'll fuck you ass for that. Everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You're scared coward. You're not man enough to fuck with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white pussy. Scared of the real man. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot.
What?
I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot.
Knock drugs out of your life by just saying no. Just not scam a diet,
Mike Tyson.
When I go to big cities, everybody stop, you know, and it's like, wow, Mike Tyson. You're Mike Tyson, aren't you? Aren't you that young knockout kid?
How confident am I that you can win this fight?
Oh, you're talking out of turn.
No, I think we're all talking together.
I normally don't do interview with women unless I fornicate with them. So you shouldn't talk anymore. Unless you want to, you know.
But I think this is our time now. You might get Kevin killed. You better stop. Better stop. Just go sit down. Just go sit down and say, have a good fight. Listen, I've been working with Kevin for 2.5 years. I've never seen him prepare himself like
he
has.
I'm gonna gut him like a fish.
Sit down. He's focused.
Hard on him.
He's focused, and he positively believes he can knock out Mike. He's a 6'6", 270-pound, big, huge man with a huge opportunity in front of him. So Mike can say what he's got to say, but on Saturday night, we'll see. I think he's had his day. I think his day is gone. And I think that day's here to come.
I'm going to hit Mike Tyson on the chin. He's going to think the whole of Ireland as an island hit him on the chin. Not,
gonna
not
break
the whole
your
of
hand.
Ireland. I don't care if I break my hand as long as I hit you, you know what I mean? But,
you're not talking as tough as your friend over there with the pinky ring.
I hate Mike Tyson, so I don't like Mike Tyson, so I mostly wish to work for Mike Tyson. So I don't just go help with Mike Tyson. That's probably why I don't like my friends and my fans.
I'm 36 years old, going to 36. I never dreamed of living this long. I never dreamed of fornicating with as many beautiful women as I did.
How dare you talk to me like that? You should get up and kneel to me now, and I'll spare you the night of the 28th. I can't wait till the 28th. I'm going to make you my girlfriend.
There's something you can't buy in that class, and you don't got none of that.
Just sweet. Make sure you kiss me good with those things.
Yo, that nigga's nuts.
Mike Tyson quotes.
No, that was so funny.
This nigga said, I don't normally do interviews.
With women. I'm not so fornicate.
With women, I don't fornicate.
Did that nigga say, I'm going to fuck you till you love me?
Yeah. He definitely said that.
Wow.
Mike Tyson's a fag.
Oh, my God. No, that was so funny. That nigga has fucking issues, yo.
They said when they put him in jail, he had to be in PC.
I believe it. That nigga's nuts.
SD's back on.
You know how many people would try to test him?
Oh, man. Huh?
If he was in General Pop, mad people would try to test him. Man. And that nigga's unstable. Like, you can't have somebody like that in general population.
Yeah. Look what he does to people's faces with gloves on.
That nigga in the fucking straitjacket with padded walls.
Yeah, right. Did you hear what he was saying, dog?
No, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yo, that shit was so... This nigga said, I'm a fuck you. I'm a fuck you till you love me.
what was he talking about? Another dude or some shit?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, when you're rated the number one knockout, you tend to lose it. Like, I think he was on medication, too. He had to be.
Yeah, hell yeah, niggas on fucking meds.
Because the shit that he was saying, like, the guy was like, well, this is the first time he knocked anyone out so quickly. He's like, Allahu Akbar, Tum, Sabalah, and I want to give a shout out to, nigga, answer the fucking question.
He was on meds, God. They said that he was on fucking, he was on medication when he fought Lennox Lewis, nigga.
Oh, wow.
That nigga's nuts.
That's why he got his fucking ass beat.
That shit was hilarious. Things that I normally don't do interviews with women I don't fornicate with.
Oh, shit.
No,
that's
yeah, that
like... That sounds funny. That's funny.
So he said...
That's funny.
If you're not willing to have sex with me, I suggest we end this conversation.
Conversation, right? That nigga said, you talking?
Nigga. Let's go, nigga.
He said,
are you talking out of term? Straight up. That's so like, straight up. Why are you talking out of turn?
Mm-mm.
Let's get it. That's what I mean by being put in your place. I know you like shit like that, girl.
Who are you talking to?
Talking to you.
No, I don't.
Yeah, all right. That's what you say right now.
No, I ain't got a front for nobody. I don't like that shit. You can't say
I ain't saying you
that.
Front for anybody. Why you are? Come on now. With all that. Relax.
I am relaxed. I'm just telling you, you said, you know what I'm saying, like, that's not what it is. I don't like nobody talking to me like that.
Relax.
You relax. Stop saying
relax. Relax. Take your shoes off. Take your socks off. Relax.
My shoes and socks been off, nigga. I'm in the house.
She's ready. Next step.
This nigga mouth is dumb big. He put a soda can in his mouth. Like a whole soda can.
No good.
Yo, SD.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, here's the part. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to tonight's show. We might be on here Saturday tomorrow. So stay tuned. We might be on here and, you know, whatever. Sunday we might be here, but Monday we'll definitely be here from 11 p.m. to 12 midnight. Hit us up on myspace.com/THE_TD_show. Hit us up with the comments and all that. Joy Money, thank you for showing up. SD, LE is in the Matrix, as well as Six Fizzle, Kuba, and myself, JJ. Take care. Have a good night. Yo, SD.
Yeah.
All right, here it goes. This is the part when you're talking about fornicating. This guy's a fucking clown.
I want to talk nice to you and talk about fornicating with you and letting you suck my dick because if I was eloquent with you, you would still look at me as a scumbag.
I'm a big, strong nigga that knocks out people and rapes people and rips off people.
It was like I'm all free-for-all. Somebody was biting my leg. I'm like pushing the head, realizing, you know, Tyson's biting my leg. I hate getting bit.
Bitch.
Oh, anybody in here can't fuck with this.
Man,
this is the ultimate, man. Fuck you, you hoe. Come and say in my face. I'm gonna fuck you ass for that. Everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You scared coward. You got man enough to fuck with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white pussy. Scared of the fuck. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot. Knock drugs out of your life by just saying no.
Just not jam a diet, but
Mike Tyson. When I go to big city, they stop, you know, and it's like, wow, Mike Tyson. You're Mike Tyson, aren't you? Aren't you that young knockout kid?
How confident am I that you
can win this fight? Are you talking out of turn?
No, I think we're all talking.
Straight up.
I normally don't do interview with women unless I fornicate with them.
Go, Ty. Let's go, nigga.
So you shouldn't talk anymore. Unless you wanna, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought.
Let's go, nigga.
That nigga's nuts. I'll fuck you in your ass right now in front of all these people.
Nah,
what's
no good.
Yeah,
there's no good. I had to shoot that nigga. I can't beat him in the hands. I had to shoot that nigga.
Yeah. Nigga said, I normally don't talk to women unless I fornicate with them. So, and then had the nerve to say, so, you know.
Let's get it chopping straight up. Let's get it chopping. Climb into my bed.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. 2 minutes, dog. $10 billion. 2 minutes. Would you do it?
Excuse me?
Would you stay in the ring?
No.
Would you stay in the ring with Tyson
no.
for 2 minutes for $10 billion?
Oh, I stay in the ring
with him? I thought she was asking him something totally different.
Yeah,
I
know, me too. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Would I fight? Hell yeah, nigga.
But you have to last 2 minutes. You can't lay down on the ground.
You're not going to make it.
I mean, I probably wouldn't last 2 minutes, but I'll climb in the ring.
You have to stay in the ring for 2 minutes.
Nigga,
you get $10 million.
Like I said, I'm getting to the ring. I'm going to stay on my feet for 2 minutes.
No, you got to be on your feet.
That's not fair.
Yeah, that's definitely not fair.
Yeah, well, it's $10 billion.
Fucking some motherfucking D batteries and rocks in my glove. Straight up. Yeah, I'll whip his ass then.
That nigga probably still eat that shit. He got a muscle head. He eat that shit.
Nigga said some rock and some D batteries.
Yeah, I'm winning that.
Fucking like, sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm.
Sledgehammer head in my shit. Knock his bitch ass right the fuck out. Let's go. Yep, I'm happy to the motherfucker. You goddamn right.
Did he say he's happy in the motherfucker?
Happy in the motherfucker.
Yeah, that nigga hung up on Friend. Yeah, I knew he didn't just hang up by accident. nigga got phone boo loving this shit. Yo, baby, you listening to the show right now? No. Why?
What happened? Hold on. What happened?
You listening to the show right now, babe? No. Why? All right. No, I was just asking.
Oh, shit. Nah, she was listening to the show. She was chewing my fucking head off. She was chewing my head off. Like, what's that bullshit you be to? What's that shit you saying to that girl? Like, get the fuck out of here.
I'm sure that's what he said.
What, you crazy? I talk to all my women.
Is that the chick that was singing the other day?
Singing? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was her. The one that was coming at my neck the other day?
Yes,
that was her. That was her. She ain't as much of a goon as she makes it seem, though. So, I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She may seem like she's a goon. She ain't no fucking goon. Well, at least not to me.
That nigga Tyson, man. That nigga B. Douglas put that nigga on his ass, though.
What?
Buster Douglas?
He lost to Douglas, nigga.
Huh?
He lost to Douglas, nigga.
Yeah, he knocked that nigga the fuck out.
Oh, you talking about the day when he knocked him down and shit? Yeah, he fucking drugged that nigga.
Yeah, I'm like, that was the first dude that,
Buster beat that ass, though.
Yeah.
Buster beat that ass.
That was the first knockout he's ever had? Like, the first fall down?
First time he ever got his shit whooped on. So I used to watch Tyson fight. I never used to order a Tyson fight.
Hell no.
I ordered one Tyson fight. I don't even know why I ordered this shit. It was the first fight when he first came home, too. I don't even know why I ordered that shit, dude. Shit went ding, ding. Nigga threw a couple of punches. Nigga threw one hook. Boop! End of the fight. I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, yo, niggas just dropped mad money on this pay-per-view shit.
Man, I don't understand, man. Like, it was just one hit. That's it. One hit.
Nigga Tyson, yo.
One
yo,
hit.
I forgot who he fought. This nigga knocked this nigga's fucking wig loose, dog.
Lights out after one hit.
Oh, like, Jesus Christ. Son, I was watching some shit on TV the other day. Them UFC niggas, yo.
Oh, yeah, they can brawlic.
I ain't fucking with them niggas neither. They was showing them niggas punch the dummy and shit.
Knee you in your chin.
So it was like this one dude's punch is like it's like equivalent to a fucking Mack truck hitting you. I was like, God damn. I don't need that shit. I take my chances with an 18-wheeler hitting me. Straight up. They say this shit is equivalent to a Mack truck hitting you. I was like, Lord. And these niggas don't even be big niggas, God. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They be skinny, frail motherfuckers. Frailer than me. You knocking niggas' tops off. I'm good. I'm sure I'll shoot you. Fuck that.
I'm putting that video, that Tyson video on here, man.
Oh, it was a clip of different interviews?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just a sound thing.
Play that Josh shit.
Ja Rule.
Oh, that shit is so funny.
Did y'all see the Reese's McDonald's commercial?
No. Mm-mm.
Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo.
Boom!
Yeah, I had it up, but obviously you assholes didn't say it.
Slut.
Slut butt in the face, ass chick.
See, this is what I mean by slut. Slut to call you a fucking 3-4.
I got a taste of some. No, I'm always cracking on Mexicans, man.
Fuck them.
Always. It's fucked up. Got a taste of some Mexican food.
Mexican
Cuba, why don't you make me a plate?
How the fuck you bag a Mexican bitch? Mexican bitches be frying, God.
Yeah, Mexican bitches, they don't like niggas. That's what I understand.
Hell no, they be frying, God. I'm like, Mexicano, mami. Like, fuck you, bitch. There's these Mexican chicks all over the block for me, son. These chicks look alright, so I be trying to dodge them bitches every time. They be acting like a nigga don't even exist in this motherfucker. I'm like, damn, bitch. I be ready to throw a bottle at them bitches. I'm kind of mean when I don't get the results that I want. Fuck that. Fronting the Mexican ass. I don't know how you did it, son. I need to take notes. I never died no Mexican bitch.
Looking for something to play. Oh, yeah. I can't play that shit.
Getting some head.
Oh, let's see.
Play that Shorty Low shit. I like that song.
Shorty Low?
Yeah. You got that shit?
Young Jizzle. Been getting paper.
Like, they know. They know. They
that
know.
Song is hot.
I think I just like the beat.
All right, matter of fact, yeah, I'll probably play the New York version of it.
Of what?
You ain't heard the New York version?
Of what?
I only heard two, the original shit and the remix with Luda and I think Plies is on it.
Dana, who?
Plies.
Plies? Fuji?
Plies.
I like
no, plies, not prize. Except for the Fuji.
Prize?
Fuji? Damn, some work.
Could you imagine? Oh, my God.
Straight up.
Who dusted you off and put you in the studio?
Word.
Stop it.
Put you on a song.
What y'all talking about?
The nigga prize from the Fuji.
Oh.
That's what oh. Dusty said. I'm like, prize? I'm like, what the fuck they sound?
Right? They was digging deep in the crates. Yo, you got too many fucking pages, JJ.
Yeah, no. Yo, fucking. Oh, shit.
Crazy.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, fucking.
What?
I found out the other day that, we might, it's a strong possibility that we might have a black president.
No, did you watch the debate?
No, it's not the debate.
Obama?
Yeah, I found out the other day that the KKK, said they'd rather see a black president than that crazy white bitch in office. I lie to you not.
That is some shit for your ass.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I said, what? Ain't like, yeah, that's what they said.
Come on, we don't need no woman in fucking office, dog.
Especially her.
No, we definitely don't need her.
Yeah,
her,
not her.
Her man got a regular blowjob, and she dealt with it. She didn't even fight it. She didn't bitch about it.
She's a keeper. I tell you that, she's a keeper.
She's gonna get payback, man.
She ain't gonna do nothing to him. She ain't gonna be running that shit anyway. Bill's gonna be that nigga running that shit.
Hmm.
She's gonna be listening
to
that.
She was always running shit.
So she gonna do? She gonna listen to everything this nigga tell her to do.
All right, we're gonna close it up. I'm gonna play this remix, the They Know remix. You know, Cuba is originally from West New York. You got the rest of us from New York.
That's New York.
Yeah.
Okay, I never heard of it.
Yeah.
Never heard of it called that.
Cool, but where's West New York at?
Word.
New Jersey.
It's, I guess it's the west side of, well, it's actually really the east side of New Jersey, but the west side of New York.
Okay.
Okay, that was different.
Come on, I'm
right across from Manhattan.
Somebody must have just bought some,
oh, Lord, that nigga.
Some bogeys.
Yeah, you heard niggas packing them?
Yeah.
I peeped that, too. I was like, damn, I'm about to go to the store. Got me on the bogey hunt right now.
Is that Joy Money?
Yeah, that's Joy Money. Fresh pack of Newport shorts.
She packing the fuck out of them drums. She packing them like she's patting herself on the top of her head because she don't want to scratch her braids out.
Shut up.
You got to, dog. You got to, son.
Yeah, yo, when I
used to scratch my shit out neither. They're like, yo, what are you, a dumbass? No.
What are you, a dumbass?
I'm smacking my shit. You can't scratch your braids out here.
Oh, yeah. Fuck them shits up real quick.
I don't miss that shit, though. Fuck that.
Shit, I do. I ain't got no hair.
That's it. You keep women around you when you got fucking long ass hair, though. I know that.
You know who has no hair? And I did not know that. I thought he was just, like, bald by option. Fucking Neo.
Yeah?
Yeah, he got arrested, so they got his mugshot up on the internet. And that nigga's hairline is, like, all the way back, like, all the way back with his neck.
Push back.
Yeah, it's like near his neck. It's bad. Ooh. Like all the way towards the back.
This nigga said, "What'd you say? Like a what?"
Like a hot top baby.
It's bad. And I thought that was just like, you know, he just kept his head shaving. Like, but that nigga's a.
What's Neo sweet ass getting locked up for?
Reckless driving.
Oh, Lord.
Ah, he's like his sweet ass. Cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
That's my baby, though. I love Neo.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Short, stubby, fat fuck.
That's so much hate.
It's real talk, though. Little short, stubby, fat nigga. I seen him at the All-Star show. I'm like, yo, this nigga stubble motherfucker.
Stubble.
That nigga stubbled out.
No, I like him though.
Yeah, well, this is the remix. Take my black ass home and go to sleep. This is the remix. Maino, Lil Kim, and Busta Rhymes. They know.
Oh, no.
The New York remix.
You should play the other remix.
Yeah, I'd rather hear Ludus. I'd rather hear Ludus shit than that.
Yeah, fucking
Busta
Rhymes. Right.
Well, Busta Rhymes is alright.
Of course, it's Busta, nigga.
Yeah! Shorty know what's poppin', my G. Welcome to New York City, Brooklyn. Maino, I keep it gangster. The side of my face been cut with a razor. I get it poppin' right now, but waiting later. Won't hesitate to shoot a nigga for my paper. Hello, Maino, Maino.
Oh, by the way, feel free to talk over it if you have to. Or clown the song.
The four-fifth, equipped with the laser. Brooklyn nigga who got killers and bankhead. One call, my niggas will beat your brain lead. I ain't a rapper, my G, I really bang head. You wanna stick me, come get me, baby, I ain't scared. I'm the realest, you gotta feel it, I run the street. The dope boys in your city, they hurting me. These niggas bursting in bitches now, that's real talk. This year we really gon' see who really run New York.
What you talking about? I'm that kid girl. Hello, jealous boys, I blow them kisses like Jada.
big up to all my haters.
Hello, hello, they know, they know. Hello, hello, they know, they know. Hello, hello, they know. Well,
hey, hey, hey. See, what I'm trying to do is
change the game up.
Have a tower like Trump. So they could
light my name up.
I'm trying to let the world see a nigga that
came up.
Put you on my face by the entrance.
Light the frame up.
You see the way I always climb up the ladder. And I'm hungry for that billion like my millions don't matter.
I'm trying to get it.
What you trying to do is hog up the granite. Fuck your little block, my nigga. I'm trying to buy me a planet. From here to Little Rock, I'm big. Bitches flock like a magnet. When I light me up a cig, you see my name on the laminate? Bust rhymes, motherfucker.
For whatever it's worth.
Hit the road for a year, headline a tour for the earth.
Trying to do it beyond doing it.
And shit on you hard with 50 acres and an avocado farm in the yard.
Now listen.
You know just what it is. Remember the name, the way I'm trying to get it. Hope you're trying to
do it the same.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey, how you doing? It's hello. I'm the one in the middle. No need to be. I can rock it acapella. All I needed was a zero. Yeah. Now I'm getting screaming.
Yes, sir.
Yes, just like G. Like A-Town fitted. Who but me?
Yo, SD.
Hello. Gino. Gino.
SD.
I like the other remix better.
Yeah, the other remix, because I like that, you know, at the end when Lil Wayne goes, and I am the shit, fucking poop stains.
Yeah.
When the doo-doo hits the water.
Okay.
Your SD. I see this thing always bitches about me not playing his songs. I was about to play his song. That nigga
what
hung
song?
Up. Black bastard. I'm like, well, fuck it. I ain't got to play this song, so I'm fucking X this shit out. All right, Joy Money, thank you for listening to the show and tuning in and all that shit.
You're welcome.
And La Cubanita,
Thank
you for listening to the show and, you know, tuning in and taking the time to, you know, do your thing. And Blog Talk Radio, thank you for working with the TD show and looking after our demands. And like I said, we're the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. You know it and I know it. I'm going to go home and take my black ass to sleep. See you tomorrow, folks.
Later.
Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Joy Money.
Yo.
Cuba. Cuba. Mexican, I swear, man. She must have to get some, you know, fresh squeezed orange juice.
Shut the hell up, stupid.
Well, I don't want
to say yo like that. I was getting ready to hang up the phone. I said, what happened?
Yeah, nah, because I wouldn't, you know, since I got to relive, just like Jay-Z's always reliving Biggie, even though I got kicked off of where I'm from, I still got to relive them, you know, the Are We Famous Yet radio. So give me a word for the night before you hang up.
A nasty word?
Whatever.
I'm going to say a nasty word. I like gushy.
Gushy?
Yeah.
Let's see. Period stain panties.
That, goodbye. So nasty.
Later.
Bye.